are insight and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Hello, I'm James DiNunzio. I'm an executive chef from the Midwest having a vegetarian cooking class at the Millikan Town Hall May 3rd from 12:30 to 1:30. I will be demonstrating healthy soups, salads, entrees, and desserts. There will be a full meal following the class. Cost will be $15 per person, $20 a couple, $5 senior discounts. Call 970-587-0665 to register. 970-587-0665.
Our number 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. And I'm giving the number out because this is Open Line Friday. And so give us a call if you have a question, and we'd love to talk to you. Ordinarily, I'm going to try to have open lines on Wednesday, but this Saturday, this Wednesday, I put on Bill Sardi specifically because I wanted to talk about all the hype you're hearing about the influenza. Now, if you were listening carefully to the news just a few minutes ago, they commented that 10 people have died of the disease. Now, wait a minute. On Wednesday, it was 149 people had died or something like that. The figure was used over and over again. 149 people may probably have died. 149 people may have died. 149 people could have died of this disease. And, of course, they were simply lying to you. They were building up the hype on this. The truth is that there have been, well, they said as of this morning, 10 confirmed cases of death of this disease. And, of course, one of those was in the United States. It was a Mexican boy, little boy who was brought here to get treatment because he couldn't get adequate treatment south of the border, and apparently he had a compromised immune system or some other problem as far as his physical makeup was a concern. So far there have been 10 confirmed cases of this disease, and we're hearing about the pandemic. There are hundreds of cases throughout the world, and yes, there may be, you know, a moderate number of cases here in the United States, maybe 20 or 30 confirmed cases. And ladies and gentlemen, 5,000 people die every day of AIDS, an epidemic we're not trying to stop. And those of you who haven't read my book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, ought to get it. It was written about a major epidemic I gave 10 years of my life to try to stop, and until I realized that they had no intention of trying to stop it. And public health officers who wanted to do it was logical, like trying to find out who had the disease and stop its spread. They came under tremendous pressure recently when Botswana, with 46% of the pregnant women are HIV infected and they're all going to die. They wanted to do routine testing and try to find out who had the disease and stop its spread. And the World Health Organization and the United States intervened and said, why, you can't do that. You'll drive the disease underground. Oh, we can't use standard public health tactics to try to stop this disease. No, we'll cut off your funds. You won't be able to get, you'll become a pariah for trying to do what's logical to stop this disease. And so Botswana just backed away. After all, they need those foreign funds and help, and they don't want to become a pariah. So No country in the world is doing what's necessary, not even the United States, to stop this disease, where we've lost almost over 500,000 people. And one in every 16 black men and one in every 30 black women in the United States will contract HIV during the course of their life, and most of them will die of it. And 5,000 people, over 5,000 people, are dying every single day of AIDS somewhere in the world. And yet we're concerned because we have this dreadful pandemic, and 10 people throughout the entire world have died, and we've got to do something in a hurry, because we all die of this terrible disease, and this disease is all over, and it's they just are building this thing up to frighten you to death. And it's a cover for something else. It's like the swine flu epidemic back in 76 when Gerald Ford wanted to vaccinate everybody in this country, and they did vaccinate about 20% of the population, and there were 500 cases of Guillain-Barré disease, which is very much like polio with progressive neurological diseases. Some people get well, and some people have permanent neurological defect because of it, but certainly there were, 25, 26 people died of the vaccine. And there was only one death from the vaccine. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a typical hype of the sort of thing they do. Because, you see, it's all a social experiment. How can we convince the people of what we want them to believe? Fear the things we want them to fear. Ignore the things we want them to ignore. Certainly, we hear, of course, of the healthcare crisis in America today. And that's why we need socialized medicine, where the government, can tell us what sort of medicines we'll get and who will get what medicine, and restrict access to medicine for the elderly, because after all, that means they're going to die anyway, aren't they? And so they tell us that we've got to cut the cost of health care, and that's why we need socialized medicine. How many people in the audience really believe that if the government gets into this, we are going to cut the cost of health care? You go back and you study, Lyndon Johnson told us that we could bring in Medicare in 1965, and by the year 1990, it would only cost $9 billion a year. Certainly a great country like ours could afford, $9 billion a year to help the elderly and those people who were going without medical care at that time. Ladies and gentlemen, at that time, you could buy a comprehensive health care policy if you were over 65 for, about $50, $75 a month. But $50 a month, I remember, because we were trying to fight this whole idea of Medicare. We knew it was going to destroy medicine. The government promised, look, we're going to pay the hospital's usual and customary fee plus a profit, 1% profit, 1% over the cost. And so, of course, if you spend more money, well, you get more money, and this is why the hospitals all started building, because they were guaranteed a profit. And after all, a profit on 1% on $100 is nowhere as much as 1% on $1 million. And so everybody began building hospitals. You were going to get usual and customary fee plus 1%. And for doctors, it was your regular fee. Well, today, of course, the doctors are, for a hip operation, are getting less than I got back in 1965. And more people are just not going into medicine today because, quite frankly, many doctors are having a very hard time financially. In many instances, the nurses make more than the doctors. At least they're unionized. The doctor has his expenses to pay, his malpractice insurance to pay. He has tremendous expenses as far as his practice is concerned, and government keeps ratcheting back, of course, what they pay the doctors, because there isn't the money there. Why isn't there the money? Because, of course, the socialized medical system takes the individual out of it. You get free medical care. Why not go to see the doctor? I remember people coming to see me because they didn't want to go shopping with their wife. So they just came in to see me, and you were paying their bill. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. I'd love to hear from you. 970-689-8255.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
Still needing to take a quantum leap in nutrition? Don't miss internationally acclaimed Dr. Michael Kiriak, accompanied by Drs. Roland Thomas and Nita Desai, for an extraordinary life-impacting open lecture. This rare occasion brings the research of the most advanced, yet most simple concept of holistic health available today. Hear what these experts have to say after years of using the concept for themselves and in their practices. Join featured speakers Dr. Kiriak, Desai, and Thomas, and for you animal lovers, Russell Louie, as they share over 30 years of proven research and application of bio superfood. Personally meet Drs. Kiriak, Thomas, Desai, and pet expert Louie at the west end of the Front Range Community College, College Hill Library, 3705 West 112th Avenue, Westminster, Monday, May 18th, 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Registration is limited and includes materials. $10 by May 15th, $20 at the door. Call Linda or Roland at 303-683-8113.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. This morning, it's you out there in the listening audience, the guest. If we can, we'll do this every week if we have sufficient callers. Otherwise, it's easier for me if we go ahead and have a regular prepared guest. But we'd love to have you call. And you don't have to talk about what I'm talking about. But we started out this morning talking about this scam, this whole thing to frighten you to death about bird flu, pointing out that 5,000 people die every day somewhere in the world of AIDS, but we're not trying to stop the epidemic. They block doctors from doing the necessary things to stop the AIDS epidemic. What's necessary? You would do routine AIDS testing on everybody that came. You could even do it in third world countries. Tests are quite inexpensive, and confirmatory tests can certainly be done. They could be done far cheaper than what we're doing today, and that is funneling money to the major drug companies by giving people these terribly toxic drugs that you and I are paying for. And it's all a scam to funnel money to the drug companies. We're not trying to stop the disease. Isn't prevention better than trying to cure the disease, since there is no cure for this terrible, terrible disease? But we're not doing it logically, and anybody who wants to try to use routine testing and routine premarital testing and prenatal testing and neonatal testing, anybody wants to do contact tracing, find out who has the disease, is immediately viciously attacked and marginalized and said that you want to quarantine everybody. I believe people who are intensely spreading it, a deadly disease, should be quarantined. Most people would act responsibly if they knew they had the disease, but everything is done to block the effective approach out of this terrible, terrible disease. And now we have 10 people, not 149 people, not 200 people, not 26 people, 10 verified deaths from this terrible pandemic that's going to kill us all. What's wrong with this story? Our number 970-689-8255. And we have government officials running around frantically trying to figure out how we're going to stop us all from dying from a non-existent pandemic. Certainly people may get this organism, but most people, it'll be a very transient type of influenza, unless they modify it, and they certainly could modify it. They have the ability to modify it, because there really are people out there that are using AIDS for population control, are withholding treatments for cancer, And as a result, people are dying here in this country and all throughout the world totally unnecessarily, which, of course, is the title for my book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. An interesting study on suppression of material is to try to get copies of my book through regular channels, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. We still have copies. We distributed, I think, probably 28,000 copies, which was pretty good when they did everything they could to block its distribution. But if we did get it out, and it did have an effect, unfortunately, when I wrote it, I didn't understand the population control agenda or that AIDS was a man-created disease. But if you haven't read Len Horowitz's book on emerging viruses, if you haven't read my material on population control, you really can't understand anything going on today. And our talk on planned population reduction, on population control, or non-dare call it genocide, those are three different talks, or read my pamphlet on the population control agenda. You need to get it. You need to either go to Elberton, Georgia, and see the great guidestones there, the occult satanic monument that's been put up. First, it talks about maintaining the world population at 500 million in constant balance with nature, which means they're going to have to kill off over 90% of the world's population. Either go to Elberton or at least go to my website at RadioLiberty.com and of course, read about the Georgia Guidestones and, of course, their plan for humanity, which is all about a world government and a new spirituality and new approaches to reproduction. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, there really are people out there who run the world who have an entirely different worldview, and they think that you out there in the listening audience are a cancer on the world, and most people have to be eliminated. And so our telephone number again, 970-689-8255. Well, let's talk a little bit about the energy crisis. Oh, my goodness. Oh, we've got to get the price of energy down. That's why we're going to go into solar energy and wind energy, which is going to double or triple the cost of electricity. That's why we're going to get you into an electric car. After all, they can make electric cars in China. Why can't we have electric cars here in the United States? Well, because in China they have nuclear energy, which we are building for them, which is very cheap. Here in the United States, we can't have nuclear energy because, of course, well, we don't know what to do with the spent fuel. Why, my goodness, we can't even put it there in Nevada. Why can't we put it in Nevada? Well, they spent several $1 billion building this repository for the nuclear fuel in Nevada. Very complicated. And they calculated, oh, you know, what was going to happen for the next 10,000 years. And then a judge came and said, well, 10,000 years isn't important. We need to know what's going to happen 25,000 years from now, and you can't use that repository to put the nuclear fuel in, because you can't tell me, well, you can tell me what's going to happen in 10,000 years, but you haven't told me what's going to happen in 25,000 years, and therefore, you can't use the repository you spent billions of dollars building. Ladies and gentlemen, what's wrong with that picture? I mean, why don't we just reprocess the fuel like everybody else in the world does? Oh, we couldn't do that. It might produce plutonium, and Osama bin Laden would sneak over here or send his agents over and then steal the plutonium and then build a bomb. What about the plutonium that's going to come from the Chinese nuclear plants? What about the plutonium that's going to come from the French nuclear plants or all the other people who are using nuclear electricity throughout the world? Well, that's not our problem. Our problem is we can't have nuclear energy here. Ladies and gentlemen, they don't want a solution to the problem. They've created the whole problem. It's all a scam. And when we get through, we have some callers now, and give us a call, 970-689-8255. But I will tell you about the massive new U.S. oil field discovery. If you want to verify it, we can get it. In Louisiana, they found this massive natural gas field with 200 trillion cubic feet of natural gas, equivalent of 33 billion barrels of oil, or 18 years' worth of current U.S. oil productivity. They have this massive findings, and with the fields that they have in Texas and Arkansas and Pennsylvania, probably the equivalent of 2,200 trillion cubic feet, enough to last us for at least for 100 years. There's no problem. But you're not going to read about that. Well, it is in the front page of the New York Times, but by me of the Wall Street Journal here on yesterday. But, of course, you're not hearing about it on CBS, NBC. Anyway, let's go to our guest. Who's calling in?
Yeah, this is Bruce from Colorado.
Hi, Bruce. How are you doing?
Just fine. Dr. Stan, I was wondering, this is going back to your program a couple of days ago about the jihad. How is China going to handle the invasion? Or has it already started?
You're talking about invasion of what now?
Well, like the Muslims taking over the world, pretty much.
Well, I mean, they're not going to allow that. I mean, they're simply going to not allow them to expand. They do have a Muslim population in China. They're kept under very, very strict control, and they're just not allowed to. If they start getting out of line, they simply put them in prison or kill them. That's the way China's going to handle it. See, you have to understand that this whole population control agenda has basically destroyed the population of Europe. I mean, it takes 2.1 children per family to reproduce a population. In Italy, 1.4 children per family. Italy's dying off. It's going to be predominantly Muslim. Why? Because they're bringing in the Muslims that are having 6 or 8 kids per family, and the Italians are having 1.4 children per family. It's about the same in Germany, about the same in France. And so all of Europe is dying off, and you're never hearing this discussed. And what they're doing is encouraging the Muslims to come in. Why? Because, of course, these other countries at least traditionally have been Christian, and they hate Christianity. There's a conspiracy against Christianity, and so they want to destroy these populations, and we're doing everything we can to help them, everything we can to prevent them from reproducing themselves and killing off the Christian population in large parts throughout the world. But certainly the Muslims are growing and growing very rapidly. But I will tell you what I really think, and that I really think that we're going to go to war with the Muslim world. We've actually been transferring nuclear technology to Pakistan covertly, but we can't tell the American people that. Have you read my January 2008 Radio Liberty letter posted up on our website?
No.
You ought to
but
read
I plan on getting on, and, you know, there's some other things that you've talked about that I'd like to take a look at, too.
Well, the January 2008 newsletter is very important. It's the Sybil Edmonds story. And Sybil worked for the FBI. She found out and she went to work for them right after September 11th, 2001. She found out that there was a spy ring operating at the highest level of our State Department that was actively transferring nuclear technology and material to Pakistan. And they've been doing it for a long period of time. Did you ever stop and wonder how Pakistan, a third-rate nation like that, that you know, can't even feed its people very effectively and can't even control the Taliban, how this country was able to develop nuclear weapons? Did you ever ask yourself, how were they able to do it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Chris,
there's a lot of things
because we were transferring the technology. Why would we do that? Well, we're creating the best enemy money could buy in preparation for the coming nuclear war. After all, how could we have a nuclear war if we didn't have a nuclear-armed enemy? So we've been transferring the technology to Pakistan so they could transfer it to Iran and to the other Muslim countries. So in my estimation, this is my interpretation, so we can have a nuclear war. But I will tell you that poor Sybil, you know, she didn't understand what this is all about. She thought the American people should know that our government was actively working to transfer this nuclear technology. The people in the State Department were doing it. The FBI had tried to expose it. They weren't allowed to. And when she tried to bring this story out, why, of course, they put a gag on her. Right? They told her this was violate national security, endanger the security of our nation, and therefore it would become a federal crime, and she would go to prison if she ever revealed what she knew, how we were actively allowing the transfer of nuclear technology to Pakistan. So she went to a federal court, and the federal court said, oh, no, you couldn't tell the American people this. It would damage the national security. So she went to the Federal Appeals Court with the help of the ACLU, and the Federal Appeals Court said, Oh, you couldn't tell the American people that. It would damage national security. They appealed this to the Supreme Court of the United States. And the Supreme Court said, you can't tell the American people the truth. That would damage national security. And so she went over to London and put her life at risk, and she told the London Times, and they published the story, and it was published all throughout the world, and not a word in the American-controlled media. That's why I wrote my article. It's January 2008. I hope everybody in the listening audience will get that article and read it, and understanding we've created the best enemy that money could buy. And we're still funding Pakistan, that's funding the Taliban that are killing our boys, and then we're wringing our hands because the Taliban are now 60 miles from Islamabad. They may soon gain control of those 60-year nuclear weapons, and my goodness, we're going to have to move in and go to war with Pakistan to keep the Taliban from getting those nuclear weapons, which we, of course, had given the technology to build. But we can't let the common people know that. The common people do not understand. The elite are so much smarter than we are, and they need the war, and that's how we're going to decimate the Muslim world.
Well, I was over at the restaurant this morning, and I was talking to this guy, and yeah, he was more concerned about whether the Nuggets were going to make it into the playoffs.
I know.
And so they've pretty much, you know, they've got what they want. I mean, most of the people that I talk to haven't got a clue.
But your job is to keep talking to them, because as things get worse, and they are going to get worse, why? They're going to begin remembering what you said. Remember, we're just putting ideas out there. Hang on. Our number, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. Hang on until after the break here.
Hi, this is Phil with WolfAutoGroup.com. We sell new, used trucks, cars, ATVs. We love to barter, horse trade. You know, your valuable things for ours. We also have many willing lenders to finance any difference left over to make your payoff on your automobile. Try us. We will trade for your valuable goods. WolfAutoGroup.com. Local number 303-931-9096. Talk to Mr. Wolf personally for the best location to serve you. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing in the past?
For there. Enjoy the specials listed on their complete menu. They're open hours that are convenient for you, so stop by soon for that family treat. That's Jambalaya's at 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. Bring all your friends and family in before graduation, or call ahead for larger special orders or parties. Donna and staff are proud of our graduates.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, I stand back here at the Genesis Communication Network. I'd be at the American Freedom Network. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. Our caller commented that, you know, he talks to people and then they're more concerned about the Nuggets than they are concerned about what's going on. And what you have to do is try to get them to think. Understand that there is a planned program to neutralize the thought process the American people. So I think Edward Bernays, who was Sigmund Freud's nephew, wrote about that in a book called Propaganda. You can get the exact quotation from my newsletters. Just type in Radio Liberty and then Edward Bernays on your search engine. Ordinarily, it'll take you right to it. That's how I find the quotations that we use. It's very, very convenient. Thank goodness the search engine, because I can't remember. And having written these newsletters over a period of more than a decade where some of these quotations are, but what Bernays said is, though, the intelligent and intentional manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an essential element in a democratic society, and those who control this essential mechanism are truly the invisible government which rules us. we are governed, our minds are molded, our taste form, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. He wrote those words back in the 1920s, and he was the woman, of course, was employed by Lucky Strike to get women to begin smoking cigarettes. And, you know, and when I went to medical school, why, you hardly ever saw a woman with cancer of the lung. But Edward Bernays, utilizing the mechanism of propaganda, got women to start smoking cigarettes. And now, why, of course, second to breast cancer, why, of course, why cancer of the lung is the most common cause of women's death. And Edward Bernays did a great job of convincing women they should smoke tobacco. And remember, of course, that tobacco produces not only cancer of the lung, it produces cancer of the breast and of the pancreas and certainly of the esophagus and the mouth. And so they knew exactly what they were doing. Edward Bernays did a great job. He's killed millions and millions of people thanks to his good work. And they did the same thing selling us on water fluoridation. You know, the idea was going to help our teeth. Well, understand that they play games with our mind because they control the medium. And that's why you've got to turn off your television set and quit reading their publications and their magazines and their newspapers. And you're going to get the information off the Internet from Alex Jones and from Joyce Riley and from our website. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. Read those newsletters, which I agonize over every month, but the information in them is valid, and understand that they are preparing us for a great war that is going to destroy and disrupt this nation. But if you can get people to think, when you address them, don't try to lecture them on what's going on. Ask them questions. What will happen if you lose your job? Are you prepared, you know, for, you know, a 10-year repression? How do you feel about the coming war with the Muslim world? Oh, didn't you know we'd been transferring the nuclear technology there? What do you think it would look like with a mushroom cloud over New York City or Washington, D.C.? Try to get them to think. Try to get them to understand we have an invisible government. Try to get them to understand we are involved in a spiritual battle. There truly are demonic forces out there. There really are people with supernatural ability, and they have the ability to control the minds of the American people. Once, I think the thing that really got me involved in this whole battle, going back 47 years, was the realization that having graduated from college with all sorts of honors and Phi Beta Kappa Chi, and having minored in history, and I really thought I knew what I was talking about, the sudden realization that I'd been lied to in college, and most of what I thought I knew just wasn't true. And then that excitement of beginning to understand what was wrong with socialism. I mean, I knew communism was bad in those days, but I didn't know what was wrong with socialism. What's wrong with the government helping people? That's what socialism's all about, isn't it? No, it isn't. It's all about control, and it doesn't help people. It takes away their freedom, and it eventually results in a tyranny. And there really were people who wanted to do that here, and they weren't communists. There were people of great wealth who controlled our great tax-exempt foundations, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation were financing and subsidizing communism here. That's covered in a book, which has been carefully suppressed through the years, but we've kept in print. Call foundations, their power and influence. I don't know how many more copies we have, but it is certainly one of the most important books ever printed, based upon the Reese Committee investigation of the Congress of the United States, which was thoroughly suppressed by the mass media, even though in those days, back in the 1950s, the media was largely controlled, and the major media and major news magazines were controlled, because they didn't want the American people to understand that all these ideas of liberalism and strengthening the power of government to help the people was a charade. They weren't helping the people. They were creating wars and depressions, and they were using the military and financial power of the United States to bring about a world government. And that, of course, these people were energized by dark and sinister spiritual forces. Took me 20 years to realize that, from really 1962 when I got started up until about 1982 when I read Constance Cumby's wonderful book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, and began to understand the supernatural forces working behind the scenes, plunging America towards this new world order. And now, of course, we can see their preparations for the coming world war. Why Barack Obama promised to pull our troops out of the Middle East, and now he's talking about increasing our commitment in Afghanistan. He's going to leave our troops in Iraq. He promised to bring them home. Well, of course, he promises lots of things, but he never intends to, because, understand, he doesn't make the decisions. He's a front man. He's a front man for the establishment. 11 of the members of his advisors, key positions there, are held by members of the Trilateral Commission. There's 87 in the present. The man who advises on foreign policy and controls our foreign policy is not Hillary Clinton. First of all, she's not a man, and secondly, she's simply a figurehead. The person who really makes the decision is General James Jones, a retired four-star Marine general. And for those of you who want to know where he gets his orders from, fortunately, he told us. He gave a talk at the Munich Security Conference in February of this year, and basically it was reproduced in an article in the Council on Foreign Relations page, and we actually got that. And basically James Jones congratulated the people at the Munich Security Conference in February for their tribute to Henry Kissinger. And then he said, "And I take my orders every day from Henry Kissinger. We have a chain of command in the National Security Council, and I get my instructions from General Brent Scowcroft and Sandy Berger. Henry Kissinger, who controlled the Bush administration foreign policy, is controlling the Obama administration foreign policy. If you want the article and you get one of our items, you purchase something from us, just ask for it. We'll be glad to send it to you." And who do we have on the line? Well, we'll get to them as soon as we get back. Our number 970-689-8255.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Every year, a prom or graduation is ruined by an intoxicated driver. Parents, talk to your young adults about the dangers and consequences of driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Remember, celebrating safely creates happy memories for everyone. That's courtesy of the certified public accounting firm of Hoover & Harris CPAs, playing a vital and integral role in our community's growth and development for over 40 years. They say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our children. Hoover & Harris CPAs, on the air, because they care.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here for the last segment. Who do we have on the line?
This is Jim in Northern Colorado.
Well, hi, Jim. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you doing, Dr. Stan?
No complaints at all. It's good to hear your voice over the radio. We sure live in exciting times, don't we?
We sure do. I got another kink we want to throw into the question box here.
All right.
Did you know that census takers are actually, not all of them, some of them collect data, but they have a whole army of them out there that are marking doors with GPS locations.
I've heard that.
In other words, yeah. I thought I was wondering what your take on that was.
I think that it's part of this whole move towards the fascist society. For the same reason they're putting the video cameras in, they're monitoring us with satellites. They've developed technology so that they can listen to your cell phone even when it's turned off. And, of course, I believe that they have a program to monitor every individual. That's why they want us to carry ID cards. You know, you watch television and, you know, the detective agency, and they're trying to find out who the culprit is. They go to their computer and they switch it on and they start bringing up pictures of all these people. You know, a lot of them don't have any criminal record. They got pictures of everybody up there. How do they get it? The government's been collecting your pictures. Dossiers on every American citizen. Yeah, simply the GPS locator on your door is simply one more vehicle that they have of controlling the population. That's what it's all about. And we've got to let people understand there are people who want a dictatorship, who want to kill off most of our population, and they'd better be set up and be counted now, or they'll soon be counted out.
What do you think of the census being put under the directorship of the Secretary of, it used to be under the Secretary of Commerce. Now it's under, what's this guy's name, Rahm Emanuel?
Yeah, but they moved into the White House. Well, I believe
right.
It's all part of the move towards the dictatorship. And you've got to get people to understand these people have a different worldview. They don't believe in freedom. They don't believe in the Constitution. And ask people how they would feel about living in a dictatorship. I mean, the only thing that keeps us from a dictatorship is the Constitution. And yet our leaders don't believe in it. They swear to uphold it, and they immediately violate their oath. How do you feel about the leaders of this country violating their oath to uphold the Constitution and to defend it against all enemies, foreign and domestic? We've got a lot of domestic enemies of the Constitution, and some of them are working right in the White House.
Yeah, if we had a decent judicial system, you know, you could prosecute them just based on violation of their oath of office. But we don't have an honest judicial system in America.
Well, what we need is an informed electorate. And that's why I do what I do, and you can help us by getting our message out to people all across the country. We are reaching more. I just wish we were reaching a thousand times more than we're reaching. But we have over 60 outlets every week, and certainly Alex Jones is doing a great job, and Joyce Riley is doing a great job, and there are people out there getting the message out. All we can do is do our best, and I figure it's God's battle. We're called to do our best, but you know, the victory will be up to him if it's coming.
That's right.
We may lose America, but at least we will know we did our best.
That's right. I'll hear a beep. I'll let you go. Thank you.
God bless. Thanks so much. And who's calling in?
This is John in Idaho.
Hi, John. Well, how are you listening? On the Internet?
On the Internet, yes.
Okay, great to have you with us. What's your question or comment?
Just further to the comment by the previous gentleman, he was saying that the situation with the GPS tracking of the census workers. And I wanted to tell you about my situation. Where I live, it's in the country. But where my house is located, it's kind of leading into what we call a meadow area.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a census taker come to our door, and she was punching the numbers in, and then she took off, and then she showed up a few days later. I think she didn't get it right. But my house is the only one here that she recorded. So our place is then going to be a reference point, I suspect, for everything else below us. And there's maybe I'll say about 30 houses, give or take, in this area. So it's kind of an interesting structure or pattern that they're building there.
Well, the thing is that, Chris, with the electronic devices they have, they're able to track every human being, and they want to be able to track us. And Well, yeah, I don't know if you've been listening to our programs with Pastor Billy Crone, but the things that they have, like smart dust, like little drones, portable drones that look like an insect that they can send into your home and listen to your conversations, and you think it's a bee or a fly, but it's not. It's a government surveillance mechanism. We're putting out all of this money for surveillance to spy upon us, not to spy upon the enemy. We finance communism since its inception. The satellites we built to spy on the communists are being used to spy on us today, and of course the Australians and people all over the world. Everybody's being monitored by satellite, and where's the outcry?
Yes, true. And now, if I may, I want to switch completely.
Okay, go ahead.
To a totally different topic, and I'm going to take you back to your confrontation with Peter Duesberg, I guess it was.
Oh, that
he wrote
was
that
years ago.
Inventing the AIDS virus. He had that book.
Yep.
And I'm confused about the contention between the two of you, because I thought that he was supporting the idea that this is a manufactured problem.
No, he's saying there is no disease. There is no AIDS epidemic. The HIV virus doesn't hurt anybody. It's always been here, and it doesn't do any damage. No, Duesberg absolutely refused to debate me under any circumstances.
Oh, yeah, I realize
confrontation.
That. So that's what the basis of it is, and I never ever knew that, and I wanted to address that issue this morning.
Well, Dr. Duesberg basically says there is no AIDS epidemic. It's all created, it's all hype, and millions of people have died because of Peter Duesberg.
Wow.
I believe he's a very evil and wicked man, and of course it was his philosophy influencing this man in Africa, Mabiki, who headed South Africa. Mabiki wouldn't allow treatment for AIDS in South Africa, and the people were dying there because this man listened to Duesberg. Duesberg's whole purpose was to confuse the public. And instead of asking, where did this disease come from, we're asking, debating, is there a disease? And I will tell you, his arguments were so clever that it took me a long time to see through them, and maybe sometime we could talk about it. And I've written extensively about it. Nobody's much interested in AIDS anymore. Hey, God bless. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and I Hope you enjoy our open lines and give us a call. Let us know whether you like them or not. We'd rather have a regular guest, but certainly we'll do this. I enjoy the challenge of the open line and hadn't even thought about Peter Duesberg for a long time. But, of course, he was a man who had a message. There is no AIDS epidemic. Nobody's dying of AIDS. And as a result, he managed to neutralize an awful lot of people, and 5,000 people die every day because we're not addressing the AIDS epidemic. And so we were debating the wrong issue, just exactly as we're doing with the current so-called swine flu epidemic, And, of course, how many times did they tell us 149 people had died of this disease? And then it turns out it's only, 10, and one of them was an American. He was a Mexican child had been brought up here. And there's enough that they wouldn't actually release an epidemic. If you haven't read my Population Control Agenda monograph, you can get that up on the Internet. Type in my name, top in Population Control Agenda monograph. It's posted on my website if you don't have access to it. And you buy something from us, why, we'll be glad to provide you with a copy of it. The Population Control Agenda monograph is the best thing that is up there, even though it needs to really be updated. It's quite out of date at the present time. Under any circumstances, we've learned so much more about their diabolical plans and the techniques they have for killing off people all throughout the world today. And they've done a great job in Europe as far as limiting the population, as we pointed out earlier. Italian families have 1.4 children per family. Italy's dying off. The people are going to be died off in another generation, two generations. There will no longer be in Italy. The same is true for France and Germany, all part of the Malthusian plan, financed with your tax dollars. And so we have my talk on planned population reduction. It's a DVD on population control and on Nundare College genocide, three talks available for Radio Liberty. And then we have the Population Control Agenda monograph. We carry Alex Jones' very excellent DVD, Endgame, where he used a lot of my material. He gave me credit for it. I appreciate his getting it out in DVD. Did a much better job than we have. And, of course, he goes into the Bilderbergers as well, a truly satanic organization organized by these wicked and evil people. You want to know more about them, we carry the book and a four-tape set, a four-CD set on satanic crimes. Goes into the Bilderbergers, the things you'll never, never, never read in American presses, newspapers, or magazines. In fact, the telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to help us economically, we could sure use it. I'd love to expand our base of stations. We have about 60 outlets every week, but we could, if we had 6,000 or 600, why, we could change America. But I'll do with what God provides for us. If you're in a position to help, our number 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. If you want to know what the future holds, read my January 2008 newsletter entitled State Secrets. It's the story of Sybil Edmonds, which have been totally suppressed in America, just like any mention of the Bilderbergers. Try to reach those people out there. They're good people. They're good Americans. They know something's wrong, but they'd far rather worry about basketball than about their future. Try to convince them that they have to be involved. And then, of course, until Monday when we'll be back again. May the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. Every year, a prom or graduation is ruined by an intoxicated driver. Parents, talk to your young adults about the dangers and consequences of driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol.
Remember, celebrating safely creates happy memories for everyone. This message from Jambalaya is you'll enjoy excellent food, beverages, plus top service while you're there. Enjoy the specials listed on their complete menu. They're open hours that are convenient for you, so stop by soon for that family treat. That's Jambalaya's at 109 Colorado Avenue in Moreno. Bring all your friends and family in before graduation or call ahead for larger special orders or parties. Donna and staff are proud of our graduates.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
IRN USA Radio News. I'm Greg Moore. In Mexico, government and some private workers are getting a five-day vacation because of the swine flu. Mexican President Felipe Calderon is ordering people to stay home beginning today as the beginning of a five-day partial shutdown of the economy. Thousands of immigration rights activists plan to commemorate May Day with rallies in Los Angeles and elsewhere around the country for migrants.